something great, the whites, into a little interim bowl.
Into the Soup, the most fun you'll have in your kitchen with your clothes on. It's about jumping in, getting your hands dirty, and getting off of the recipe page. We take a bite out of life and we live in the now. Blazing trails, meeting characters, sharing stories, and making things happen. So open your ears and close your mouth, and let's get Into the Soup with Heidi Lee.
Hey there, boys and girls. This is Heidi Lee, and you are Into the Soup right here on KWSS 93.9. Don't pinch me, because this is just way too freaking cool to pass up. Hey, my little rockin' radio redhead. How you doing, Emily King?
I'm good.
Yay. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where we are so I can have a drink?
Oh, yes, of course. We are at Troon, or the Four Seasons, Troon. Out here way, way north of Scottsdale.
so
north Scottsdale.
It's so dark. So therefore, everybody knows right now that we're not live. Because it's noon on Saturday.
We're in the lounge area.
We're in the lounge area.
They have some, like, Alice in Wonderland chairs.
No, aren't they? Drip the colors cool. In here. Just, like, it all works for some reason.
I like the designer was creative. And
yes, and we went out on the patio, and it looks out over the entire valley. It's, like, Phoenix twinkles from up here.
It's amazing. We were actually going to record out on the patio. They have a very
big,
intense
booming
fireplace.
You feel like you have to do some sort of war dance or something.
Yeah.
But it is absolutely gorgeous up here, and we have Chef Mel Macinas of Talavera, Onyx, and Proof here at the Four Seasons, and we also have the ever-lovely Christina Barrueta of Right on Ruby.
And as always, Chef Macinas is bringing us course after course.
I know.
So we're just going to get
did you
fatter and
speak
fatter.
For yourself. I'm too much of a freak to get fat. I just say, my ex-husband used to say I was kind of like a top. So you'd, like, pull my string at 5:30 in the morning, and I'd spin out of control until I passed out.
That's
at
true.
9:30.
You get up ungodly early.
I was
for
up at
no
4:30
reason.
This morning.
There's no reason to be up that early.
Well, there was, because I had to drive all the way to Mesa, because I did for school, for Into the Soup. For everything I do is an acronym. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Into the Soup is ITS, Gray Tie Events is GTE, and the school is ACI. So I went out and did a career and college fair day at Mesa High School. It was fun.
How was that?
It was actually really interesting. We got a lot of kids were interested. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I'd never done it before. And they're like, here's the box of stuff. Go make it look pretty and, you know, get us some kids here.
Right on.
So I did. But anyway, let's switch
gears. High school students scare me. So you're very brave. Nice job.
I have one. I have a high school student.
She's okay.
Yeah.
But
the rest of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I love it. I love working with the kids. So let's go ahead and talk about the big V, Valentine's Day. I knew you were going to do that. I'm not a fan. Are you? Valentine's Day.
Which one?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. No, I can't say. Yeah. It's my top holiday.
I got dumped on Valentine's Day once.
Don't we all, though?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I really think everybody has a story about being dumped on Valentine's Day.
Oh, look.
Day.
And here's Marissa with
more
8 plates
snacks.
Of food. Oh, my goodness. You know, we need King Kong to bring that table over because it weighs about 800 pounds. Oh, my gosh, that looks gorgeous.
So, and Christina, can you put that on your lap for us? Because
oh, my goodness. Oh, this is – I think we should just, like, get really
– Oh, my gosh.
We should just get Grecian and lay on the couch and do
we'll
this
post pictures of all of this. It's amazing.
In repose.
Yes.
Just, you know, is there someone around that can do the grape thing for me? Because, you know, that would be a great photo op. Yeah, Valentine's Day, not so much. And check this out. So today I'm sitting there and a friend of mine, you know all those really funky Facebook quizzes that you take?
Yeah.
And it's like, who's going to be your Valentine?
You're,
and I'm like,
I did that one
okay.
And it was you.
No way.
So it was let's get some
me.
Cats together.
Mine was my
and,
daughter.
But mine was you.
Well, could be worse. I'm a good hugger. Don't ask me to spoon, though. Too close. Got to be far away. Yeah, so my daughter has this Valentine's. He's so cute. His name is Tyler. And I got nothing.
Well, you have me, apparently.
Apparently, I do. That's okay. I'm happy with that. Okay, so we, yeah, so anyway, I don't, well, number one, I don't like chocolate. I can, but I'm just not a huge fan.
Yeah, you're not a sweets person.
No, I prefer to
or
save my...
Or a sweet person.
Thank you. Sugar calories for Chardonnay, which is why you work with me. and the other thing, I don't like flowers. I like flowers planted in the ground because they're living, but when you bring them to me in a little piece of plastic or a vase, they're dead.
Die.
And they
yeah.
just continue to die.
It's a rather depressing gift if you really think
it
about
really
it.
It really is, you know, and then I get all lazy and I don't do anything with them. And so the water turns like brown and slimy, starts to smell, and it's kind of like,
yeah,
it's not
so much.
Not so much. I was hoping you were going to take my cue there.
Oh.
Did you forget?
Did
you
I?
Forgot.
I did.
You did.
Help me out. Give
okay,
me a hint.
Okay, let's start over. Okay, do you remember what it is?
What?
Uh-huh. Bong water.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
You totally missed it.
What, should we go back and edit this?
No. No. No more editing. I'm not doing that. So, chocolate. Did you have to temper chocolate
in culinary
school?
Can we talk about your sign for bong water, though? That was awesome.
What was it?
It was kind of like, I love you and get me a drink at the same time.
I did. We should start filming these.
We really should.
You know what's okay. fun? We actually had some funky people come over, and they're kind of like, you know, what are you doing? You know, they check it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that was like.
We look all cool, important, and kind of, you know.
That was
hot.
Probably more than our listener base. That
you think those, like, five people?
I'm glad. You had a card, though, so it's increasing by
the
performance.
I did have a card, you know, for Into the
performance.
Soup. We have two slogans. One is supporting the culinary arts so dining doesn't go the way of Walmart. And the other one is the most fun you'll have in your kitchen with your clothes on. But when I'm looking for sponsorship, I kind of go with the one that's a little more
yeah.
staid and supportive.
I was
going
to say, you have
go
to age
local.
Focus that.
Age
too.
Focus.
That's
kind of like bong water.
Yeah.
How many people does that hit on?
Most of the listeners. No.
So what do we have here? This little snack. It's like tuna tartare with a quail egg.
Oh, yeah. I ate most of mine already.
Did you? And I'm having, a glass of Chardonnay because I don't like chocolate. So, so Chef Mel's going to take really good care of us today, I'm sure. And Christina's going to have a lot of insights on happening joints where you can go and dine with your Valentine.
Excellent.
I'm going to go to AJ's and grab a couple of, you know, prime ribs and a couple of prime ribs because I've got that many Valentines.
The whole park.
Prime ribeye is what I meant to say. And, cook them up for me and Samantha and her boyfriend, and then I'm just gonna sit there like
awesome.
A, you know, somebody's left foot and go, do you guys want to watch a romantic comedy with mom in the room? Yeah, I don't think so. We want to thank Arizona Culinary Institute for their generous support in keeping us here on the air with me and my rockin' radio redhead. And like we said, we have a great show. We have executive chef Mel Macinas and Christina Barrueta and you.
And me.
Apparently, you're my Valentine. Do I have to get you a card or anything?
No,
no,
that's
no flowers
okay.
or anything, right?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not any flowers.
No flowers, right on. Okay, you are Into the Soup. This is KWSS 93.9. I'm Heidi Lee. We'll be right back.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, don't make me turn this car around, or because I said so, or don't make me come back there. I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. Don't make me come back there. Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. Don't make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Hey, boys and girls, welcome back to Into the Soup. I'm your host, Heidi Lee, here with my rockin' radio redhead, Emily King.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. All right, I gotta let the cat out of the bag because it's just way too confusing and I'm too old and I have CRS. So, we were actually... I know. We were here last Sunday afternoon, early morning, sitting on the patio. We've got, like, uber amounts of pictures. And, for some reason, we did the show. It was phenomenal. It was great. We had all sorts of food and cocktails. And then the technology the technology gods decided to give us the bird. Something happened. We lost the whole show. Yeah. So Emily calls me in a complete panic two nights ago. We lost the show. Oh, my God. Blah-blah-ga-doo, blah-blah-ga-doo. So I had already had my little shot of Jim Beam and an Ambien. And then I called Mel. And I probably sounded something like this. I'm like, I don't know, did you, can you help me? I was like, oh my God, why am I on the phone right now? I'm just like, oh, that was so dumb. So I woke up in the morning, I'm like, ooh. And anyway, I want to open with saying, this man is one of the most gracious, kind, and giving people because he's in the middle of Valentine's weekend, people. And busy. And he made me feel better and said, don't worry, we'll make it fun. Come up Thursday night, and we'll redo it. So, thank you so much, Chef.
Pleasure, pleasure. Actually, that was funny when I was about 9:45.
Yeah.
It's one of the long day, probably about 15 hour. You know, we put 16 today, maybe 17 tomorrow. And I was going home like, okay, I'm ready to have a glass of wine and catch up my emails. I had like 20 voicemails, and I, you know, just like left and right. Then Then I said, like, this number. I was okay. I didn't recognize your number because I know you have your number. It's like, oh, you know, we lost the show with you, hear you in the whole conversation. Like, okay.
And you thought it was a more important show, didn't you?
You're and like, that's probably one of those nights at the end of the night. Like, you know,
So then it's double. Okay.
Not
stop
me.
Dropping things.
And I say, okay, you know. It's another day.
It's too bad.
Let's do this better tomorrow. No problem. Let's make it happen.
You're so sweet.
Somehow.
Thank
gracious
you. And,
is
and
the
we
word.
Are. And I also need to shout out a thank you to our station manager, Frank, because he came up here on a Thursday night after a long day of work to help us make sure that we were recording properly. And we just had, either a bad mic, a bad cord, who knows.
You know, a combination this, of them,
yeah,
which
a,
is what
a
I
combination of the two, and
stand behind.
It's not your fault, Emily.
Never, let go
of the guilt.
It happens. It happens. Sometimes you're extremely busy. You have 200 items in the menu, let's say tonight, and one thing that is in the menu. So where is it? Oops.
Oops.
Oopsie.
And then, and Christina's here, too. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Good. Make yourself get that mic all the way up there to your beautiful face. There.
And I say, all right, okay.
All
so
right.
Last we have time. We made it. But
we made it.
You
and,
know,
and,
you,
and I get to see you again.
I know.
And what I get to have your beautiful food again. And I get to see Christina again.
Yeah. Bonus.
And apparently I get to see my Valentine again.
Lucky you.
She did the
try it all over again.
Yeah. And so we'll make it happen. And so now it's nighttime. And it's just sparkling outside, and we're in the lobby, and for this beautiful fireplace, and we just had tuna tartare with a quail egg. What other snacks did you bring us, you lovely, lovely man?
You know what we China and say, like, let's bring me. We're gonna bring you guys some snacks. So we have the smoked salmon board, a little bit chorizo crumbs, avocado, and a little bit tequila creme fraiche.
Tequila creme fraiche?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Then we have the charcuterie, which is we have Point Reyes. H. Manchego, grilled truffle bread, which is one of my favorites I've been doing for the last 15 years.
Really?
Truffle salami, sobrasada, dry chorizo, and of course you can miss your glass of wine.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I'm sorry I missed that, Trey. Can we make that? we need to make it.
Where do you get your charcuterie?
This is all the charcuterie is from U.S.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's all domestic.
Okay, great.
It's all domestic. So we have the only thing that we imported, that's the dry aged chorizo.
Okay.
Which is from Palacios, comes from Spain.
Oh,
but
wow.
Everything else is domestic. Obviously, you know, Onyx is a Spanish wine bar, tapas style. So you can't miss your wine and your charcuterie board.
No.
Or you can miss your burrata queso fundido. Yeah, typical fundido is done with, you know, Mexican cheese, chorizo in there, but it's a tapas. It's a Mediterranean.
I love tapas dining.
So I love to graze, so that's
Oh, yeah, perfect. Grazing is great because then you get little taste of a lot of things. So is that what Onyx is more like? Because I have not dined
this
there.
This is a wine bar, tapas, let's say Spanish with the Southwest influence.
You had me at wine, though.
That's why you need your wine.
So how are you, my dear?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great.
I'm happy to see you all again.
I'm doing what I love.
Let's do this every week, twice a week.
Okay.
All right, you got it.
Emily's like, no, I can't.
And try new cocktails again.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So we have to go back to the coffee drink that we actually had last Sunday because I want to put that one up as our weekly wet because that was fantastic.
That was phenomenal. If you're having a little brunch or some kind of part, that would
Bloody Marys. And
the Bloody Marys and that would be
perfect.
Classy as hell.
And the soup, so we'll get back to that too. So since we're talking tapas, what are some other tapas joints around here that you've been to? Because you, know everybody and have eaten everywhere.
Well, you know, when I first moved, there were a few tapas joints, and I don't know that many right now.
Really? Okay, so you win.
I know there's one in Old Town. There's one by the waterfront.
There's different ways, and it's not just tapas. It's, I would say more to share,
Share
place. Oh, okay,
Because Onyx is a reflection of Talavera.
Okay.
It's a reflection of Talavera, so... You want to come in while you're waiting for your table in Talavera. You want to come in and have a glass of wine, watch the sunset, have a share dishes.
Okay.
You know, the smoked salmon, that's obviously to share, the charcuterie board, have a glass of wine before you go through your 3-course, 4-course, or whatever you want to do in Talavera. We have a 6-course tasting menu, so as intensively
you
can go.
Oh, you do have a 6-course tasting menu.
Yeah, they call it 6-course chef tasting menu.
Okay.
So you don't know what it is, we will...
Oh, really?
You sit down and you just start
surprise.
Getting some food.
Well, it's kind of like what we've got going on here.
But you know how it is.
Yes, it was amazing. I've eaten here many a time, but that was the first time I had the tasting menu.
The 6-course tasting menu,
We were with Bill and Lil of AZ Bitters Lab.
Oh,
no,
nice.
I think it was Bill and Lil, right?
Bill and Lil?
Oh, no, it might have been Penny and Chris.
Penny
we did
and Chris?
A staycation with friends Penny and Chris and all Mel asked.
You did a staycation here?
Yes.
I hate you.
Well, you know, in the summer, they have $99 rates.
Yeah. No.
So every summer we stay here. $99 at the Four Seasons.
So we have
my birthday is during the summer, just saying.
You got it. So go ahead, Jeff.
But summer is the best time to have a staycation. And we have a few people coming in, Valentine's.
Right.
Only because if you want to have 6 courses of food pairing with wine, obviously you don't want to drive up to
and
that.
You can't get your seatbelt on. That's my problem.
So a lot of, this week we sold out, like I said, all the way to next week.
Right.
But not only this long weekend, holiday weekend, because Monday is a presidential.
Right. Randy's President's Day.
Yeah, President's Day. So, the weekend is sold out. And plus, this is our peak season, the weather is
amazing.
80 degrees. You want to hang out in the pool.
87. It's wow.
It's a little bit cooler up here. Even in the summer, it's about 5-6 degrees cooler than south. So
that's good
why,
to know. I didn't even know that.
That makes a difference when it's 117 in the valley and you come up here.
It's still 3 digits, but.
You can cool off in 112. That's not a problem at all.
It's not as bad as 120 south. So.
And their pool is amazing. And they have a great, is it a Mai Tai that's served in a pineapple?
Yes, actually, we're just going through our renovation, in the pool, which will be done. We're going
to
go live tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
So we're going
to
have a brand new bar.
Really?
That's right. You showed me where they were renovating.
Yes, we were under renovation. So tomorrow we're going to go back and have the pool menu served on the pool. But by Saturday, we're going to have the brand new bar with brand new cocktails with cocktail
program. I know where I will be.
I know. I'm coming with you.
So you need to come and look at the pool.
Oh, we'd love it.
And then, always the pool menu has to be the highlight of the resort. Not besides Talavera, of course.
Okay.
Because when you come in and do a staycation, you spend 60% of your time
at the pool.
Right. At the pool. So not only that the food has to be unique, not only that the concept has to be unique, but the drinks. Yeah, the amenities, every hour you have someone give you a little glass of smoothies, then you have someone Next hour, someone comes in and cleans your glasses.
So basically, you get your butt kissed.
So every hour, you have something.
That's pretty amazing.
That's an amenity.
That's the Four Seasons for you.
I saw a picture of you standing with an omelet station in the kiddie pool. Did you totally do that? That's so awesome.
Yes, actually, that was memory. Sometimes, like, oh, geez, you know, how crazy we are sometimes.
I know, but isn't it fun?
That was about probably 4 years ago.
4 years ago?
That we had this group that they wanted to do something that we've never done before. You can go wild, you can go crazy. So I said, all right, so omelet station that was in the kids' pool. So we have these plastic containers that we put the fruit salad in, they're like floating in the water.
Oh, nice.
Great.
Those kids had it good.
I know.
So
that was fun. So actually, that was a group that we had.
Oh, nice.
So,
okay.
You know, that was a real, when you go and had my shorts on and the chef's jacket.
I saw, I know. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So if someone
Mel just wanted to be in the pool.
Yeah.
Keep your ankles cool while you're cooking.
We love to do that when we're chefing away. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. And we are going to come back, and we are going to talk about your soup, your corn bisque.
Absolutely.
And, you know, whatever else we want to talk about, because I don't really have a script. So we're going to wing it. You guys in?
I'm in.
Into the soup, unscripted.
You have to have, like, some sort of lightning bolt sound. Okay, we'll be right back. This is Heidi Lee. Woohoo!
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
Anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And I go back in the office to 3 o'clock to do some orderings and checking the emails, and then late night.
And then you cook, and then you do it. Yeah, do you get on the line much, Chef?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Good.
Today, for example, because the menu was a sophisticated French.
Ooh. So. I think the French would be like, which ones of us aren't sophisticated?
Double salt to, like, you know, five
all,
different
all
kinds
hands
of
on deck.
Escargot. You just name it, yeah? So.
And who? Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so just in case you just popped in, this is Heidi Lee, and you're into the soup. This is Chef Mel Macinas of Four Seasons Resort and Spa in Troon, Christina Barrueta of Right on Ruby. And we are all here sitting in your
and Emily
lounge.
King of absolutely nothing.
You're my Valentine. I don't have to mention you. I'm sorry.
Auntie Valentine starts tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Auntie Valentine.
Got my black dress picked out.
Your black dress. Auntie Valentine. So you're completely booked. Oh, I have to. Okay, wait. Back up. Got to start over. Okay, we got to do the soup of the week. So the soup of the week is brought to you by Arizona Culinary Institute, where passion becomes profession. ACI is now enrolling for all programs. The next day classes start February 22nd, and every 6 weeks after that. So every 6 weeks throughout the year, you can enroll in this program. The next night classes start April 11th. It's free to apply. There is no application charge whatsoever. Visit azculinary.edu or call 480-603-1066. And we also have an open house happening on Saturday, March 12th. That's free for everyone to come, and it's from 9 to 12. Meet the instructors, take a tour. I'll be there giving tours, you know, being my normal goofy stuff, but in a chef coat. So our soup is your corn bisque.
Sweet corn bisque.
Sweet corn bisque.
With bacon, fried oysters, and cold cheese.
Okay, and I got to have that last Sunday, and I almost fell out of my chair. That was one of the most amazing soups. And you make it, it's totally vegan, right? So you can skip the bacon, you can skip the dairy, you can skip the oyster, right?
It's non-dairy because... with all these dairy allergies, we don't have, I don't want to use cream.
So use coconut milk.
Okay. Yeah, so this is easier for vegans, vegetarians, it's vegetable stock. Just makes it easier. You know, Valentine's, we have a six-course menu, but also we have a six-course vegetarian slash vegan menu.
Yes. Yeah, so. And it's absolutely stunning. I looked at it, and you could never tell. I mean, you wouldn't necessarily expect that there would be, you know, anti-vegan stuff in a sweet corn bisque, but the coconut, I'm not a big sweet fan, but that coconut milk was not sweet. It didn't make it sweet.
No,
it just enriched it more.
Absolutely. That's why we had the fried oyster, the bacon, to kind of give a little bit of the smokiness and the goat cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So then it catches through the sweetness is in it. But with, you know,
it just kind of
corn is already naturally sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you just have to balance the flavors when you make it.
What were you going
to
say, Em?
Oh, I was just going to say I love using coconut milk instead of dairy because it just adds, like, this fullness.
You have just a deeper flavor profile.
Without the heaviness of cream.
Right.
Yeah.
And I loved your presentation. So we've got a picture of it on IntoTheSoup.com. Oh, okay. Ready? One more time. IntoTheSoup.com. Beautiful. And since you are so busy, we'll give you grant you the time to get me the recipe whenever at your leisure, chef. But it actually has like a little bacon bridge across the top of the thing. And that's where you put the oyster and the goat cheese and the orchid petals. And, it was just, it was gorgeous. I loved it. Loved it. Okay, somebody come up with something for me to talk about because I'm actually drawing a blank.
We talk about the mashups that I have
Oh, yes, the mashups. Yeah, so, yes, let's talk about the mashups.
It's just like, because I'm never busy enough, so.
There's nothing more you need to do.
Add something else.
And I book everything every Sundays, once a month. And we started it last year, which was very successful. And I have another lineup starting March 20th. We have Bootleggers, the first one.
Okay, and what's his name? Do you remember?
Fidencio.
Fidencio. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have May 22nd, which is, I remember that day because that's my son's birthday.
Okay, and you're not going to be there.
You know, she's like, oh, Dad, you know, he wants to hang out with his friend. I say, that's fine, you can go for dinner.
Oh, and you're just like, yes, I got away with another one.
So he's a grown-up boy. So we have Rochelle from Sedona.
I know, and we want to come to that. I want to sign up.
Yeah, so she's amazing.
Rochelle Daniel, and she just got engaged.
Yes,
did
I
you
saw
see that.
That.
So congratulations, Rochelle. Just
congratulations.
In case you're
listening.
Congratulations. Did we go over exactly what the mashup is for the listeners at home?
Oh no.
We just want to connect with another chef. You know, obviously. Arizona, all the chefs are very cohesive.
We all know each other. Tight group, yeah.
Just to make a little bit more fun, invite one independent chef from independent restaurants and come in and join me. And we do. It's very fun, you know.
I bet it is.
I went to the one last May with Chef Gross. And
yeah, Christopher Gross.
It was a beautiful night on the patio with this amazing.
And so,
meal.
Do you actually sit and prepare the meal in front of an audience?
No, it's a four-course dinner.
Okay, so you're in the back of the house doing the meal, and
but
people are just served
we
it.
Drop the food, we come into the table, and we explain every course, and then what are you eating. So we do a muse, a combination. He does one bite, and I do another one, and the same plate.
Okay.
And then he picks two courses, either the first two or the last two, and then I do the rest.
So do you have, like, people lining up out the door to get into this with you?
You know, we
they
have,
should
it's,
be.
It's become very fun that's the same people that are excited about it because when you come in March, we already have the next two menus.
Right.
Okay, so do you get together with the chef in advance and come up with?
So either they will come up here, we have a glass of wine, we get very inspired, we go crazy. Obviously, I told them,
I jump in the pool
and I do an online station.
So that's what it is. Yeah, that's the collaboration. You know,
right.
We brainstorm ideas and we come up with the dish and I say, all right, let's fine tune it. Obviously, you know, we got to make a fun television.
You know what I want to see? I want to see molecular gastronomy, spherification balls coming out of like a BB gun. And people.
And you just shoot it into their mouths of your patron.
Fun?
You know, I'm not up into the molecular gastronomy. I like it. You know, one time I bought this El Bulli book, but I probably never read it.
Apparently not.
I always like. I want to cook a good food that people can eat, people can enjoy.
Well, it's interesting.
You know,
I mean,
three or four times a week,
I wouldn't consider it something that I'd sit down to, but I still think it's fascinating. And Chef Chris Wolf, who is at the Arizona Culinary Institute, is a big proponent of it. And they're actually doing a molecular gastronomy club at the school. so that people can dabble, because it's just a new way to think about your food. And
I
whether
think
you
different style chefs have different
Binkley's
style.
Because Binkley's a big guy on
it.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I always say that if you know, we have Binkley that he has fun with all what he does. He does a fantastic job what he does.
Right.
You know, I'll just, you know, he comes here and hangs out on X when, you know, for drinks and things like that. So, but, you know, I do, we share customers, the same customer that comes here.
Right.
Well, and we all have our different styles, you know, and everybody loves. I mean, your food is phenomenal. I've never actually eaten Kevin Binkley's food, but I haven't. I have taken a molecular gastronomy class. Would I employ it? Maybe not. Is it interesting? Does it give me new ideas? Does it spark inspiration?
And he does it in a very playful way.
Yeah.
Like at the James Beard dinner, he did a prosciutto and melon appetizer, but it was in little frozen balls.
Right.
So that was really cool.
It's just you have to.
Ice cream,
you know,
I think, frozen ice cream.
I think molecular gastronomy is a base that, you know, kind of gives you an idea.
Right.
And you have to put your own interpretation in what you want to do.
Yeah.
That's what I really wanted to ask you last week when we screwed up that show. And so I'm glad I have a second chance. Everybody gets their inspiration for cooking from a different place. Some people just read a lot. Some people it comes from
your family
growing up,
or
their family. Yeah. Other people it comes from your coworkers. Some people, you know, it's from everywhere. So when you're designing your dishes or when you're coming up with ideas, what are you doing? Are you with your family? Are you?
You know, I think I mentioned the last time. I think probably the hardest part of your job, you know, as a chef, when you have, you know, 50, you know, I have 44 line employees and I have 7 assistants, It's just, you want to walk in, self-inspired, motivated, walk in the door. Once you're in, you're in. Whatever happens that day, you're going to make it happen.
Right.
Yeah? You don't gotta turn
the rocks. Yeah, so, stuff happens and you fix it. You go.
I think the best dishes I've ever done, that has to be created instantly.
Oh, and really?
Off the cuff. I have a kind of, when they call me, like, Chef Bell, there's a last minute guy, you know, because I all come in and I'll put a dish together like that. Because it's naturally, you know, I can't think ahead because if I will have a menu, all my menus are right. I will have lamb, carrot, goat cheese, and rosemary. Doesn't tell you what it is. But at least I have the ideas.
Sure.
So when it comes
you
to
have
dish,
the bases.
I have
of
the
it.
Bases. And then you can do whatever you want.
Now you can see why his tasting menu is amazing.
Right.
He just asks you about your allergies and then he runs with
that's it.
It's fantastic.
Well,
but
he's like a jazz musician. He just like riffs on
that's
it.
That's how I create too. It's just like, here's the flavor profile that I like. These are things that I think and I can go together. Knowing the technique that you want to employ then makes it something that isn't necessarily simple. But you can execute it in your head.
It's
you
like
know,
an
and
art.
You just throw
it's like
it out.
Art,
it is
you
an
know,
art,
just,
absolutely.
Just like you get inspired by a mountain, you see a mountain, you see a beautiful, you go to a farmer's market, and you see the best, freshest produce, you start thinking, like, okay.
Wow, what can I do with this?
Yeah. It's just
how to transform it.
You get inspired.
Well, and I think one thing that's interesting that I think is most unique about really successful chefs, and you, of which you are one, is you've been in this business for 28 years?
28 years,
And you continuously create new dishes. That's not an easy thing to do. And I sometimes think that people, and you'll know this better than anybody, that a lot of people, Christina, they don't appreciate that.
Right.
It's like, do you know how hard these guys work and the sacrifices they've been through? It's like an NFL football player.
You've
been doing this since you were 12 years old. Yeah. Right?
And honestly, a lot of chefs get formulaic. And you see it
in
the
menu.
Yes,
they do.
I think lately becoming, like, I always share, like, I share something about, you know, you're going to talk about mental health when you do
the
Seriously, yeah, because you see, like, you know, you have another chef kill himself, another one.
Oh, I know
away.
So many.
So
it
is sad
God.
Because those chefs that
the
are
pressure and the...
The pressure, the intensity that it is, believe me, you have to love what you do.
You do.
Otherwise, you're going to be miserable.
You are.
You know.
And there's a very big difference between, you can be a line cook and be depressed.
Yep.
You guys, they just brought out four separate
cocktails. This is Nick.
I see one that definitely has
bourbon,
and I call
Onyx,
it.
Onyx, Talavera.
I feel like Christmas time over here.
Manager, he's,
Hi. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and give him Mike, and since he's here, we might as well just skip around. What did you bring for us,
you're
and what is your name?
Nick, tell us, what do we have over here, Nick?
We have...
tell me, first of all, tell me.
Make love to that microphone. There you go.
My name is Nick Padua. I'm the assistant manager at Onyx Bar and Lounge here at the Scottsdale Four Seasons. Mezcal. I love mezcal. It's one of my personal favorites.
Christine's like jumping up and down in her chair.
It's really a thing in trying to bring it back and trying to bring it where it is, especially with Chef Mel from Oaxaca. So,
Nick,
for starters.
Right here, baby. Keep that mic right in
front of
your face.
For starters, here is the Cherry Loca. This is something that is on our specialty cocktail menu with Fernet and Mezcal, two very assertive spirits, but really brought together with the Luxardo syrup. The Luxardo cherries are some of the best cherries around. We just take
Luxardo
that syrup
cherries.
That often just goes unused. We use that with a little bit of lime juice, finished with ginger beer over crushed ice. Kind of this take on, in Argentina, they drink Fernet and Coca-Cola. In San Francisco, it's Fernet and ginger beer. I kind of put that together with kind of this cherry Coke, served over crushed ice. Wonderful flavors. The other one is the Smoking Angus.
I was raised on a farm. That just brings back some
memories.
Memories.
It is Del Maguey Vita Mezcal. That's what we use for most of our cocktails for right now, just because it is one of the best and perfect for cocktails. This has a honey simple syrup, apple cider, shaken with a little bit of egg whites, and then just a few drops of Angostura bitters, served just like that in the snifter glass. It's something that we put on for the season. It has the aromatics, it has the texture, and it hits the spot for Mezcal.
Okay, yep. Groovy.
The other is the My Word, kind of a take on the Mezcal Last Word. I kind of was playing around with this and had Christina taste it, and it was one of her favorites.
Of course you had Christina taste it.
So I
think, you know, I really think you ought to have a cocktail named after you in this town. Not kidding.
Yeah.
So it made it to the, needless to say, it made it to the list. So it's mezcal, grapefruit. We did a little bit of tiki bitters. We just as we're going into the spring now, we kind of just tweaked it a little bit with the drop of habanero tincture. So there's going to be some spice there. And then to balance that out, just a little splash of seltzer water. And then a long grapefruit peel. So it's really aromatic. It has kind of those notes that you want for the winter leading into the spring. And it's really kind of on that verge to match the weather where we're actually sitting right now in Arizona. So really crisp, clean.
Fantastic, refreshing. Nick. Thank you, man.
Thank you very much, Nick.
You missed one. Now you got me going, so I'm going to have to.
There's one more.
This is my take on the old-fashioned.
Yes.
It's called the New School. Yes.
I will take that one.
It's called the New School.
Give it to her.
So essentially, we use Partida Reposado tequila, smooth. And then it's half an ounce of Carpano Antica. Liquor 43 gives that caramel, vanilla, slight notes. A few drops of
don't Bogart
Aztec chocolate that. Bitters, a couple drops of orange bitters, and then just stirred properly and served over one ice cube.
Cheers.
Let me try that, baby.
Nice, you see?
Thank you, Nick.
All right.
Very nice.
Awesome. You know,
you're famous.
I had the privilege that I have to test all these mezcal. And I test them over again. I said, all right, this is the perfect one.
What I thought was so cute, I was looking across the table at you, and you've got, you're looking at him like, that's my
He's
boy.
He's excited.
Yeah, he rocked it.
Thank you, brother.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Yeah.
Wait, what are these special cherries you got excited about?
Oh.
I haven't heard of them.
Now I can't remember the name of them.
Luxardo.
Luxardo cherries.
Luxardo.
They're an Italian cherry, and, you know,
they're like a maraschino, but they aren't.
But like
if they use the cherry,
maraschino was a one.
You should put them in the drain,
ten.
Yeah. But only because the syrup remains there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people should drop them in the drain. So
they're more concentrated. It's a different type of cherry. Yeah.
Okay.
And marinated.
So but I tell you, five weekly wets. Yeah. It's going to look like a lush.
When I tell you that the cocktails we have here, because Onyx kind of represent the Southwest, we have all of Maguey and everywhere in the walls and everything. So mezcal is becoming, everybody, like mezcal is becoming the highlight besides the tequila. So we trying to kind of showcase new drinks down with mezcal. Onyx, Proof has their own cocktail program. You go to the Sahara Blossom, which is the pool. Mm-hmm. When I say that this the highlight amenity for the hotel, because that's where you spend 60% of your time, we have another cocktail program.
So there's three all together here.
Yes, three.
So yum, really yummy, nice. Yum.
And all
yum.
Have their own distinctive kind
absolutely.
Of personality.
Absolutely, because we have concepts set for each restaurant.
Right.
So anywhere you're going to go, you're not going to see the same food. You're not going to see the same drink.
You know what you know what fascinated me about this young man? Because he's a young guy.
Yeah.
How well he spoke. Here's the mic. Here you go. And he's like, as spring, you know, winter leads into spring. And I'm just like, what? Really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's that four seasons touch.
It's a challenge. You come in every day and then, like I say, yeah, they see me like, the best dish I've done has to be last minute. You know, like someone comes in, can we send them a little something special? Sure. Boom.
Quick. Yeah.
We talk about the chef de jours.
Oh, yes, and we'll do that in the next segment.
Maybe the next segment we're going to do chef de jours, because
we'll
that's when you
segment.
See some of the craziness that we can create.
I'm totally going to sign up for that. Emily and I are going to come together, and we'll tell you all about it when we come back. Should we take a little break, my girl?
Yeah.
We okay.
So you guys can enjoy that cocktail.
It's allowed.
Yeah, so we're
going to
have
timing.
A couple of cocktails.
All
I know,
right,
isn't it perfect?
Now we have this.
They'll be empty by the time the next segment
we
starts.
We have this all.
I'll sound like I sounded the other night when I called Chef Mel there.
So we'll do another one tomorrow morning. 6 o'clock.
And then I'm going to call Uber.
All right.
You're into the soup. I'm Heidi Lee. We'll be right back. Hang in there. Woo-hoo-hoo!
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Heidi Lee. Welcome back to Into the Soup. We're going to talk about the weekly Wet Your Whistle, and I'm going to go with the one that we had last week or last Sunday or whatever. It was a cold coffee drink with pressed coffee.
Hi, Steve.
It had walnut bitters, chocolate, bourbon, and maple syrup with those big fat ice cubes and a couple of... I know. And then Nick just brought us all these cocktails. We're all sitting around here drinking them, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to Uber home. So before we finish up our final segment, I have some events to tell you about. ACI Wine Flight School. Chef, you're going to be joining me.
Absolutely.
On the 17th.
Right on.
You're coming?
I'm off that day.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully.
I promise.
This just in. Chef is taking a day off.
If I'm working in the morning, I'll be off that afternoon.
Yes,
and
it's
be Uber.
It's going to be gorgeous, so you can still find tickets for that. also, no
Best
more chili
driver.
Nights in Chandler on the 20th of February. It's a chili cook-off supporting theclosedcabin.org, and yours truly will be judging that competition. Tickets and all of information can be found on readyintothesoup.com. You guys are rocking it. Tonopah Rob's out in Buckeye on March 19th is doing a farm fundraiser. Portion of the proceeds will benefit you, Mom. And we're going to be interviewing
and
him.
You, Dad.
We're going to interview him and the Uman representative, which is Chef John Woodgate, and also the guy from Stage Line. God, I'm not going to be able to say it. Stage Line Meats, Mike Ewens, but I knew that anyway. Sorry, gang. So anyway, we're going to have a great show for you next week. So we're sitting around here chatting. Everyone's drinking, and we just start going off on a tangent. And Chef is talking about how he hires his chefs. So you say, don't give me a resume. Tell me what you have in your...
Yeah, and I think as we're talking about, you know, if you're going to work for me for that period of time, 2-3 years will be a good lead time. They say, you know, work for Chef Mel. If you work for me for 2 months, money was don't put them on your resume.
Right, but you were talking about telling what's in your fridge.
Yeah, so when I say that, that's because when I hire someone, and I don't want to be, you know, harsh on people. Say like, you know, I want a higher passion.
Yes,
I
of course.
Attitude. Because it's the two things that we don't teach you.
Right.
You know,
you have to bring that.
You have passion and attitude comes with you. You have those two elements, you can go far as again.
Are you finding that you're getting that kind of talent here in the Valley?
It's very difficult. You know,
is it very difficult?
Out of 10 people, you're going to find one that comes in like natural, that comes in and, you know, discipline and focus and, you know, just comes in and...
And does, and has it.
Someone that sets a goal, that says, you know, I want to be a chef in 10 years, then I got to do whatever it takes.
Okay, so do you ask them the type of question when you're interviewing?
Yes.
It's like, what do you want to see? What do you want to be in 10 years?
My first question probably will be, tell me a little bit about you. You know, what do you do when you're off? You know, oh, you know, do you read cookbooks? Or who's the chef that inspire you?
Right.
Or what's in your fridge?
Or your pantry.
Because you can, well, your pantry, you know, because obviously.
It's telling, and they don't expect that question, probably.
Because one
so
of the questions,
right. You're right.
If you go to the school and you just practice lamb rock, and then you probably overcook or you undercook. You might want to go home and say, all right, let me do this again. Maybe I didn't set the timer correctly, or maybe I didn't just time it. You know, maybe my timer went off. I don't know. Maybe the oven was in convection was the regular oven. Mm-hmm. So you might want to go and get a piece of lamb rack at Costco, you know, or Safeway and just set a timer and try the thing.
Yeah, and you know what we tell people when they're coming to Arizona Culinary Institute, of which I am a member, an alumni of, and I'm their PR director, this is not easy.
No?
If you think this is Food Network, go home, turn around, read a real cookbook, and then come back and talk to me.
Yeah.
Because it's physically, I mean, look at you. You're not going to have a day off for what? Like, how long has it been? Yeah, but I know, but see, you're seasoned, you know.
Yeah.
You get it. You know how to balance yourself. Because it's a difficult profession to balance yourself in. Emily's done it. She started a restaurant. I've done it. And it's so to find the people to work at an establishment like Four Seasons, or they can stay balanced, be there, do it.
Yeah.
When you say turn around and do it, it's got to be extremely challenging.
And then there's some people, like when I hire someone, like, say, what's your long-term goal, you know?
Right.
What do you want to do 5 years from now? Because you want to know 5 years, it will be a good lead. If you come in here in 5 years, you're going to be able to work in all 7 kitchens that I have.
Mm. Right. And
that will take that long, yeah, because we have so many things going on.
How long did Jesse work here? Because we miss him.
Jesse started with me when he was in Santa Barbara, 4 years. Sure. Then he went to San Francisco, came back 8 years later on, and then he worked for me for another 4.5 years.
Yeah, he's one of the executive chefs.
If you ask me where I wanted to be in 10 years, I would say I want to be one of your mashup chefs.
That's a great answer. Yeah.
That's where I want to be.
I want to take it back to that refrigerator question, though, just because I'm so intrigued. What's the best answer you've ever gotten to that one?
A lot of people are like, I don't like to cook breakfast. I don't like to cook at home. So
they don't really
so
have
they don't
a lot
have
some,
any
there are some questions that comes in like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
You've never had someone like, my dead goldfish. Like, you've never had just some strange...
You know, actually, you know, I will have someone that comes in like, you know, I love to cook at home. I cook.
I was going to say, what's your best answer?
You know, someone that like...
baking soda.
You know, someone that say that they may, key lime pie.
Mm.
Because
my
mom loves key lime pie, so I've been perfecting. I've been doing it for the last
That's
3 years.
That's what you want to hear.
That passion.
You know,
so
my mom
go.
And I'm, you know, I'm cooking, you know, like, I try to practice at home, and my parents say they're my best examples. You know, they want to give me the feedback.
Because it shows heart and passion at the same
time. So it is those some like, and you want to see passion. And I see someone's like, oh, I don't like to cook. My mom cooks.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, why doesn't mom come and
next.
Get a job here?
Yeah. Have mom interview with you.
But
right?
It is, and probably the heart. I always tell people, like anyone that listens to me, they say, if you're going to come in to human resources and apply, they will go through a whole interview process. Not how to make hollandaise, because that will be me. It's about how you fix solutions. If you are part of the problem, you know, what do you have to do to make it better?
Right, yep.
So that's the question they're going to ask you there. So the hardest part of the interview is in human resources. If you don't make it there, you don't come to
me. I want to switch gears because Christina is such a lovely person, and I don't think we focused on her like hardly at all.
I'm enjoying this. Every time Mel
you're
is
like,
on.
Yeah. I don't want to have to answer
Thanks
any questions.
Thanks for the invite, Mel.
Oh, no. Christina, you're welcome anytime.
Thank I know. You. Well, and Steve Krause from Press was supposed to be here, yeah. but
Hi,
he's
Steve.
A busy guy, and he's got baby
and
twins and something, you know, going on. So that's a lot of work. But thank you for filling in, which is killer. What is more food? Oh, my gosh. So you are right on Ruby.
Yes.
Okay, and you are a what? Tell everybody.
Well,
you're number one, you're really, really pretty. Maybe she'd be my
Valentine. No,
no.
That's
true. She's the supporters for all the shows.
That is really the goal of my website is to support. I mean, I think it's amazing, the culinary talent, the beverage talent, the passion. I just feel so lucky to live in Arizona. I really do.
And that's what Into the Soup is, too, supporting the culinary arts.
Exactly.
So dining
Which is
doesn't
why
go
I
the
like
way
to
at
support
Walmart.
Into the Soup, too.
Well, thank you so much. But it's I mean, chains have their place.
Yeah.
Not in my world, necessarily. But I think that, you know, a lot of people just don't understand that, you know, we support Local First Arizona as well.
Right.
And if you shift 10% of your spending to a local company, whether it's a vacuum cleaner maker or, you know, someone that sells bagels, you know, go find a local mom and pop because they work so hard to do what they do. And it's a passion and it's the American dream, you know, and I'm doing it. You're doing it. You're doing it.
And if anybody knows mom and pops, feel free to contact me on the website. And
yes, of course.
I'd love to find little hidden gems like that. I found a great Al Pastor taco place with a trompo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Awesome. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Like, what?
Which is because, where is this? You know, she loves food. And I think, you know, she's kind of tells me, oh, wow, you know, this all these things that Ben's going on. You and your website, you write it like the next month.
Yeah, I really try to do all
which is, you know, I always look at it like, oh, wow, you know. And I was like, every event that happens, I get invited. There's always something going on here.
Right, and you know that...
If I look at her website, then it's something like, I'm after this, so I'm going to be there.
Oh, thanks, Chef.
I know, isn't that cool?
Because I'm not going to let anyone, because I'm...
You're one of the few people on Facebook that posts so prolifically that isn't annoying.
Oh, good, because I was going to ask. No, sometimes I get sick of myself.
No, it isn't.
Wait, look at this. Me
it's
again.
Like, it's
boring.
Like it's like your own major magazine, and you've got like all these people writing for you, but it's just you. And so everything you're throwing out there is unique.
I just want
and
people to know, oh, there's this, there's that. Like, if anybody says there is nothing to do in Phoenix, or Phoenix is boring.
They're drunk.
I'm not a violent person, but I would like to smack them because that's insane.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on.
And every year there's more and more.
It's changed so much. I mean, if you and I talked about this before.
Yes.
Just in 10, I love this, man. This is my job. I'm holding a microphone in one hand.
And a cocktail.
And a craft cocktail in the other at the Four Seasons on a Thursday night.
Can we do this every Thursday?
Yeah,
we should.
Chef? I mean, we might have to. Let's hope the technology gods are on
our side. Like, I don't want to otherwise that every week.
I'm sure there is excuses.
Is ridiculous.
I'm
ridiculous. It won't work next time.
No, Chef, we're a really good feature for this lounge area. We've had so many people walk by and ask what we're doing.
They're like, hey, what are you doing? It's like, we're featuring Chef.
We're surprise,
Yeah, we're like, you don't know Chef Mel Messina's works here?
I was actually talking to one of the chefs at ACI the other day, Christina, and he said, you know Christina Barjuetta? And
I'm like, that's nice.
Yeah.
We're buddies.
Good friends. We drink together.
Well, she's my best buddy.
I've been over her house, Heidi's house.
She makes me not freak out. Yeah, you were in
the first
audition.
You guys have a sleepover?
No.
Each other's nails?
She was the first Great Thai Events audition member.
Right on.
I know. Yeah. I actually got someone that asked me the other day. They're like, do you think you could do a catered event where we just want them to wear black slacks, no shirt, and a bow tie?
And Heidi was like, exactly, I can do that.
Actually, I was like, absolutely not. That is not what we do. But they're actually my chefs that are on my team, great group of guys, Rick Morales, Mark Huber, and football.
Was I there for Mark Huber? I was there for that audition,
You were
right?
for Mark, you didn't see Rick.
Yeah, because I was so impressed with Mark Huber. I still love the food. I'd
call
like
him,
to eat more of it, please.
His name is Moo.
Yeah,
Moo.
He's very, very
gifted chef.
He's
from New York, don't you know? And he actually studied under a very talented chef. I can't remember the name, but she was in Boca Raton, and she did Vietnamese, French infusion cuisine.
Really? Ooh, yeah. I'd like to try a little
and
of that.
And he was the executive chef there. So we've got way off tangent. How many minutes do we have left, my girl?
We could wrap it up anytime now.
Anytime? Is that what we need to do? Yeah. Okay. I love my job. So we'll have to take a picture of this little menagerie of food in the neck. Yeah, it looks like everybody, someone spilled the bong water. It was a lot of fun. Thank you, Chef, so much.
Pleasure. You guys, like I said, you guys can find an excuse and come back here. We can have some fun.
Can I find an excuse? I can always find an excuse to come up here. Are you kidding?
Oh, thank you.
This was so fun. It flew by.
This is what we do. We make it happen.
We do. We do. And like I said, that was very gracious of you. And I really did feel so bad. And Emily was just freaking out. And we were just like, oh, my gosh. I mean, you're such a well-known individual. And, you know, there's a lot of chefs out there that have an ego the size of that fireplace over there. We all need one to kind of get through because the job we do is extremely stressful. But yours does not show. And I thank you very much from the bottom of my heart.
Master
really.
Of hospitality.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you
it.
So
great
much.
Description.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you for
coming
inviting
back.
Me.
You're always yep. welcome, like I always say.
Like I said, I'll be here every Thursday in the lobby by myself with a microphone.
You start to trying to make that's a that
good,
sign.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
We will have you on as much as we possibly can. And I want to do the chef du jour, and we'll throw that out there on social media so everybody understands what it is.
Absolutely.
Okay, Emily King, my sweetheart, thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Oh,
my absolute pleasure.
I know,
this
wasn't
a blast.
It great? I know, we did two of them. We only captured one, but you never know. Yeah. Christina's like, it might be the best show yet.
Right.
Every show is a great show for me because I just absolutely love what I do, and I thank you all for your support. Take care of each other. Take care of yourself. This is Heidi Lee. You're Into the Soup. Peace out.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.